You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is the first day of February 2022. So we figured we'd start out with a special guest. Look, if you are a small business person, a professional, whether you're an accountant or an Uber driver, whatever you might be, you can listen to this person, get a lot out of it, and lift your business or start lifting your business to a higher level. And that's what it's all about. And his name is Mark Newsom. Mark, you've been consulting with small business people to maximize cash flow. You bill yourself as a small business cash flow generating specialist. You've been doing this for 25 years. And at this point, you probably know what you're doing. What is one of the most common major marketing mistake that you constantly see in small businesses who aren't achieving or hitting their goals?
Excellent question, first of all, but thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tired of struggling, here is my simple advice to you going forward. Two things. Number one, stop treating your business or your service like a one-night stand. What do you say, Mark? You acquire a customer, you immediately leap to the next customer, to the next customer, to the next customer. What you don't realize with that process is you're burning and not maximizing the real treasure in your business, which is once you have acquired a customer, someone who's said, listen, I trust you, I like you, what you need to do is nurture that relationship, because there's way more gold in what we call the back end, because they know people, they work with people, they have relatives, they have neighbors. If they own their own business, they have employees, current and future. This is how you go viral. You don't get that necessarily jumping from customer to customer to customer to customer. It's outrageously expensive. And most of you are small business and service providers, by the way, too. You know, the cost to acquire a first-time customer is outrageous. Think about this. You run an ad on a radio or a local television station. Nobody in their right mind would run one ad. You may as well just put the money in the furnace and burn it up. So you got to do it over and over and over. And they say on average, it's between 7 and 21 touches, exposures, before the average person in the general mass audience says, oh, this guy, Carrie Lutz. Oh, okay, what's his product or what's his service? On the other hand, when you work the back end of a customer you already have and you ethically bribe them, as we're going to talk about, to bring a customer with them back to your store, you've just eliminated 85% of what would have been front-end advertising costs, and you've converted it into customer acquisition for nickels, pennies on the dollar. The other thing you got to stop doing is stop being an island. What do you mean, Mark? You're trying to do everything yourself. It's impossible. If you're a small business owner or service provider, first of all, there are men and women in your general niche, on or offline now, by the way, who are just better financed than you are, ladies and gentlemen. So you can't try to go head to head with them. That's a waste of time. So instead, what you got to do is create some strategic partnership. Some people call it joint venturing. Some people call it resource sharing. I don't care what you call it, but you better start using it or you're not going to survive. Let me give you a classic example of what I'm talking about. The gentleman's show that I'm on right now, as most of you know, Carrie Lutz, he's got a huge audience that has taken him time and effort to build. Now, I could go out and try to build an audience similar to his, or I could leverage what he already has by being a guest on his show. This is what I mean by strategic alliances. Now I'm going from one to one, me and Carrie, to one to many. And by the way, you must know this. Carrie's show is not as good as it's going to be tomorrow next week, next month, or next year. So you see the leverage that's going on there? That, those two things right there, ladies and gentlemen, you change that and your business is going to start, or service is going to go to the next level. And one other thing, let me just throw this in too, Carrie. You service providers, you know how you get a little queasy when you ask for referrals? Try this instead. Give away extremely time-sensitive gift certificates. Everybody likes giving stuff away and bragging to their friends. Look what I got, and I got it from Carrie, and you give it away. And then here's the other thing you do. You set up some strategic partnerships with business owners who are non-directly competing, who you already have an established relationship with, and you let them give them away to A, their customers, their VIP customers who spend the most money, B, their current and future employees. Like if an employee meets the 90-day requirement, give them one. If it's relevant, you give them one of your gift certificates. After a year's anniversary, give them, have the, you know, the vendor, give them one of your certificates. Your vendors and suppliers have employees, customers, suppliers of their own. You and I need to be networking with them to get access to this entire network for pennies on the dollar.
All right. So one other thing. When you're going after new clients, an existing client is more than 8 times more likely to buy something from you again than a new client. So you've got to keep engaging your existing clients and your past clients, right?
Absolutely. Well said. Well said.
All right. So I had a friend, had a financial trading site, and he had been in business for 20 something years, had a huge mailing list. Somewhere, you know, 10, 12,000 names. And he wanted to build up his business. We did a special offer to everyone who'd been a prior client and canceled with him. 1 cent for 90 days or $1 for 90 days. Then see how many people renewed. Well, over 120 people extended. And he was getting, $30, $50 per month. So, or maybe close to $1,000 a year. So all these guys who extended became regular revenue generating sources, if you will. So what strategies do you have for people to build repeat business?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to TrilogyMetals.com. That's TrilogyMetals.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, one of the things you just said, but I absolutely love the fact that he tapped into his current customer base. And I would take it to the next step, Terry, and say, now you, well, let me cover one other concept. So because you can get upside down with this kind of stuff real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a powerful concept you have got to get your head wrapped around. You're in business. I want you to go to YouTube, and I also want you to Google total lifetime customer value. This is a metric that you need to understand, because otherwise, you really have no business trying to do traditional advertising or marketing, because you don't know what you can actually afford to invest to get a first-time customer. Now, once you've got your head around that, to piggyback off what Carrie's saying now, you can ethically bribe current customers to bring you new. Like, for instance, what he's saying is you could tell the customer, hey, I'll give you X percent off, or X percent in the case of like a financial planner, consulting time for every one of these you give away to a friend, these gift certificates, who takes me up on just a free 15 or 45 minute session. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody loves to brag, what I call word of mouth and word of mouth, when they got something really cool that they didn't expect. This is how you could go viral so fast. You heard the example Carrie just used of the $1 for 90 days. You don't have to go that far out. It could be $1 for 30 days, $1 for 14 days. Here's another strategy. It's called A-B split testing. Let's say you're not sure, Mark, should I go 14 or 30? Do an A-B split test. Half gets this, half gets that. Let your market tell you which offer, if either, is the most seductive. Now you're not speculating. You simply eliminate the one that's not as successful and you roll out the one that is successful. And you're going to start having a lot more customers and clients, A, take you up on that front-end offer and, like he said, extend and renew. Here's the other thing. You brought up email, and I'm glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be conned into believing strategic email marketing is dead. Let me tell you a quick little story, Carrie. This is true. I mean, it's not true like that, but I'm saying this is a classic example of what I'm talking about. Imagine you're sitting at home. The doorbell rings. You're just about to sit down to dinner. You cook this fabulous lasagna. You're ready to sit down, eat, and the doorbell rings. You go to the door, and you open the door, and there's an extremely well-dressed man who clearly is some kind of salesman. He's got an attaché case. He's got on a London Fog, and he's got a hat on, and you want to know, what is this about? And he says, sir, I'm here to talk to you about this revolutionary product called hair growth. And you're like, what? He's like, yeah, this thing will grow hair like nobody's business. And you're thinking, well, how long is this going to take? He says, sir, if it takes longer than 5 minutes, you talk too much. He's like, okay, come on in. Now, here's the rub. The man removes his hat and he's completely bald head. Now, you may say, well, okay, Mark, what's this all about? The people who are telling you email marketing is dead, how did they send that message to you? Yeah, through an email. So don't be fooled. Here's the point. Email marketing will lower your costs dramatically and increase your profits simultaneously. And let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Here's what too many cash-strapped small business owners and service providers are doing. You have a list of, say, 1,000 people or more. You pay for typesetting, postage, and you send out some kind of offer. Do you realize if you do that 4 times in a year, every 90 days, how much money you're throwing down the drain? When you could simply build a list, send those same emails. Hopefully you do it more than every 90 days or forget about you. But the point is, if you only did it 4 times a year, you know, no typesetting, no postage. And here's the beauty about email, Carrie, and you know this. Let's say you send an email to 1,000 subscribers and let's say 30% open. So that means 300 open. But what about the 70% who didn't? Now you change the subject line, which is the same as a headline, ladies and gentlemen. You change the subject line, send it to the 70% or 700 who didn't open it. And if that subject line addresses an issue or a challenge they have, you're going to get some people to open, to click the link, take you up on the offer. You're not going to be able to do that as fast, as effective, and as profitably with snail mail, postcards, or letters. And you certainly can't do it and save the kind of money you can do with email. So I would say get a paid email account. But if you can't get a paid email account, pardon me, then start with one of the free accounts, like the paid email subscriber of my choice is AWeber. They now have a new offer where you can open an account. It's limited. You only have one account. You don't get all the bells and whistles, obviously. But until you reach 500 opt-in subscribers, you don't pay a nickel. So you could literally build that thing up to 460, 475, meaning subscriber base, cut it off, and then just start trying to monetize the list. And once you start making money, then go ahead and upgrade to the free service. But my point I'm trying to stress to you is start using strategic email marketing. And if you have no other strategy, then let it be this one. Offer some type of free drawing. Make it sexy enough that people say, oh, yeah, I'd like to have that for free. And what do you think you do with the other 99% who don't win the first grand prize? You do some type of extremely time-sensitive follow-up. If you have a physical store, you're going to do the ethical bribe strategy, meaning you tell them, hey, you come alone, you save 10% off the first 100. Now, don't get caught up in my numbers. Get the concept. You're 100 may not work for you, maybe 50, whatever the case may be. But here's the point. Simply telling them for dragging a friend who's at least 18 or 21, whatever works for you, they save a lot more, 30, 40% off. And the guest, as long as they join your list before they leave the store, they save X. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you go from working in your business or service to working on it.
All right. Well, that's fascinating. So one thing I would just point out about direct mail, because of online marketing, whether it's email or however, opt-in, many less people are using it, many less advertisers. As a result, direct mail has effectively had a resurgence because so few people actually send that letter or that postcard to your mailbox that it can often carry much more weight. And the marketing execs have figured out that that they're getting way higher response rates than they ever got in the past when direct mail was the primary means of communicating with potential clients.
That's an excellent point. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's roll with that for 1 second. I hope you guys comprehended what he said, because that dynamic plays out everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, remember when COVID first hit, a lot of companies pulled back on Facebook advertising. So what did Facebook do? They pivoted and dramatically lowered their rates temporarily. Well, like he's saying, the fact of the matter is now that direct mail, with everybody doing email and all this stuff, the demand has fallen off to the point where people say, hey, I'm actually getting a higher ROI than I ever got using direct snail mail. But now let's be crystal clear here, ladies and gentlemen. The proven fundamentals of any marketing medium is always the same. What I mean by that is you got to know how to write a headline that's sexy, that says what's in it for me. You have to know how to write bullet points. You have to have a CTA, call to action, and you need a PS. If your direct mail, whether it be a letter or a direct snail mail, doesn't have those basic elements, it doesn't matter what the cost is. You're probably not going to be successful on the front end. And speaking of that, Kerry, I'm glad you brought this up because I wrote some notes down, but you're sparking a lot of things just, you know, off the cuff. Here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the problem that you're facing, in my opinion. One of the reasons why you're struggling is because, you know, in football, and since we're headed into Super Bowl week coming up very shortly, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Vince Lombardi, and I hope I'm not dating myself too much, but when the Packers started winning Super Bowls, they said Vince Lombardi would start out every training camp with these veterans. He would take a deflated football. He would hold it up in front of the team that just won the Super Bowl the year before, and he would say, gentlemen, this is a football, meaning the fundamentals. Here's one of the fundamental issues you're having with your business. You know how when it gets late in the game in football or basketball, they'll hail that three-quarter shot in basketball, trying to, you know, make that three-point shot at the last 7 seconds of the game. Or in football, they throw the Hail Mary pass, hoping for the, you know, this fantastic finish. Statistically speaking, how often does that play work? Not very much. But it looks great on SportsCenter. It's easier in basketball, ladies and gentlemen, to hit a layup. And I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. See a layup. Say, okay, all right, Mark, we can get the sports analogy. Where are you going with this? Here's what I'm telling you. Because you have no viable back-end strategy on your business or service, you're putting way too much pressure on the front end, meaning you can't afford just to break even. If you had a back-end, you could. You have to attempt to make a monster gross profit on the front end, which is difficult because you got competitors. You can't charge the highest rate because it's too easy to go to carrier, come to me. So the problem is, because you don't have a back end, you're forced to try to compete on the front end only. And that's why you're struggling. Do you know if McDonald's did not have the "would you like fries with that," they wouldn't be successful. And everybody they offer "would you like fries and a Coke with that," don't take them up on it, do they? But enough do that McDonald's puts tens of billions of dollars a year, these franchisees collectively now, in their pockets from that simple six-word phrase, "would you like fries with that?" So what you need to figure out is, what is your "would you like fries with that" or "Coke with that"? Some people call it upsell, add-on sale, bump, whatever you want to call it, revenue enhancer. You need to figure that out. If you're doing anything via mail order, ladies and gentlemen, when you send an order to Carrie's a customer or to me, make sure you have a market-tested, extremely time-sensitive bounce back offer in that order that you send out. Because your best customers, just like McDonald's, when you say, would you like fries with that? 10 to 40% or whatever the actual numbers turn out to be out of every 100 are going to take you up on it. And here's the other thing. Let's say Carrie's sending out a product. I'm his joint venture partner. I make out an arrangement with Carrie and say, hey, Carrie, if you put my offer in with your customers, when you send it to your customers, I'll give you X percent above cost of that first sale. That's found money for Carrie. You understand that? This is how you grow your business, ladies and gentlemen, without having to constantly add more upfront costs.
All right. I like it. I think we could kind of go on here all day, Mark, but we can't. So people want to find out more about you. They want to connect with you on the web or otherwise. How do you do that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love for you to drop by my house online. It's UYOU. canmarketonlinenow.com. There's a ton of content over there. There'll be something for you. I also have for you a free download. It's a 9-page special report. It also has a 22-part sequential small business marketing mastery series with it, which is a $97 value. And here's my pledge to you. You join my list, start reading these email marketing messages. And if for whatever reason, it simply does not work for you, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to unsubscribe anytime you want. We can still be friends, no hard feelings.
All right. I love it. And look, if you got a question for Mark, you can always shoot me an email direct. I'll forward it off to him and get you an answer real quick. And while you're at it, make sure you go sign up for our free newsletter on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Mark, been a total pleasure. We will
absolutely
have you on again. Be well.
Okay, my friend. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.